Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Chill out this winter with Namibia's heart and soul. Fresh FM 102.9.
It is 8:30 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, tonight is Namibia, the Brave Warriors versus Liberia. Mm-hmm. Tonight is a night where we see this new reformed team because there's a lot of new players. I checked the highlights of the Lesotho game where they drew 1-1.
Yeah.
I don't know half of the players. I really don't.
So why are people still complaining that, oh, Colin Honet van die Self, they mean say?
There's a league story. They that's what except for Colin defend.
Yeah.
That's a league story. There's a lot of new players, bro.
Mm,
I promise you. And some of them exciting, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Exciting prospects, which is, I guess, what you want. But let's bring in the man that really knows these players, that have covered these players all season long with the Detmarine Premiership and with the PSD Bet NFA Cup. Abudi Hesron, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, NSK and Taiwan. How are you guys?
No,
Chaiwan, today you were, if you want me to pick it with you,
he
today you were asking a child, apparently what can chew but have teeth. There's nothing that can chew and doesn't have teeth.
No, I was saying, no, my love, I said, what is something that has teeth but cannot chew? It's a comb.
Yeah. Thank you, no, but how?
It's a comb. The comb has teeth.
It's but it's going in the hemorrhoids, it's chewing.
Especially with black hair.
I know.
Thank you.
I feel like Hesron is always just coming for me.
Hesron loves trolling you. So check this out, Buta. You know, Colin picks a squad, a provisional squad. They go into camp. Some players fall out. People are unhappy about a couple of players that fell out, like Wengu Gome. And then he has selected his fighters, his final fighters. We drew against Lesotho. What do you make of the squad, Buta?
Look, we have been complaining. And I keep on saying that people will never be happy. Chaiwan, you and NSK are doing a brilliant job. Mm. But there's somebody out there that's having a problem.
Mm.
Yeah, why does Chaiwan sound like that? Oh, why does NSK scream like that? There's always somebody who has a problem.
Mm.
This time around, the coach went all out. Imagine that you are playing newspaper cup. And you are selected for the national team. Where have you ever heard of that?
Yeah,
that's
newspaper
true.
Cup, you are selected. There is a boy that is a striker from Blue Water. That boy is from USACOS, went to Blue Boys, trained with Blue Boys. Blue Water had a friendly game. They saw the boy is potential. They took him to Blue Water, played 3-4 games. After 3 games, 4 games, the boy is in the national team.
Wow.
The coach just said that you see potential and you select potential. Mm. Let's not select people because I know NSK have died for this country. Yeah, you died for the country, but things finishes.
You didn't finish.
because essentially, because if you're saying he picked this player, he took the player into the camp, he assessed the player, assessed the discipline, assessed the personality, assessed the work ethic, isn't it?
Mm.
And he was still satisfied with it.
Imagine there were 52 players in camp. He selected 52 players. 52 players comes in camp. He assessed them every day. They go through whatever regime they have in camp and all those things. And at the end of the day, it's his decision. And remember, whose neck is on the line? It's not your neck. It's not my neck. It's his neck that's on the line.
Yeah.
So he needs to stand up for the players that he has selected. But for me, like he said, the Lesotho game was just used to assess the tactics, how these boys are going to adopt and all those things. And the boys did well.
And I think also the guy that scored, I just forgot his name right now. It's actually his first appearance in the national team, am I mistaken?
Yes.
Yeah.
You are 100% right. First appearance. And he plays for Nampol.
Mm. Oh, he's an officer.
No. They brought him in to just run around and chase the ball.
Oh, okay.
And not chase the criminals.
Very soon, I think he will. But these boys are disciplined. Discipline is the most important thing that we need to look at. For me, I'm happy that the team has now experience and has youth. So these young boys are going to learn from these experienced guys that are left in the team.
Yeah.
So that's how you build. We can't just say you should have old folks. Yeah, just imagine even at fresh, after you guys are done, a young man will come in, a young girl will come in to replace you guys.
Absolutely, So, Hershon, maybe just pertaining to the game that we are facing tonight, I just want to know from your stance or, you know, just how you've actually been checking out the plays and so forth. What do you think we should be focusing on as Brave Warriors, or what the squad should be focusing on the most to actually beat Liberia successfully today?
Look, the game with the Liberia today, if we are to look at it, both the teams currently, we got 3 points. Remember, we were given the 3 points that they took. Yes, so Liberia got that, we got that, and we are top of the log. But looking at it, even the game that we lost, the first game that we lost in the World Cup qualifier, we did not lose the game because we played bad. We lost the game because one of the young players that was brought in was still young. He didn't understand the game. So we need to work on that. So going into the game, Liberia wants the points. We want the points. But I am confident we are going to get those 3 points tonight. The players are ready. Everybody wants to put their hand up. Like, coach, I'm here. I want to represent my nation. You see, it's a process, and gradually we will get there. Because getting or releasing the older guys from the team and bringing in young guys, they are showing them that we believe in you. We trust in you.
Mm.
Please take the job forward.
I think that is incredible, Bud. So, I mean, technically, right now, we are on top of the log. Oh, not on top. I see we're actually second. We should actually be on top. But what is this?
No, we are.
We are on top. Sorry, I had a different information here.
We are leveled on, we are leveled on with Tunisia, but on goal difference, we are top.
Okay, all right. So, I'm looking at Liberia's games here, the last couple of games. They drew against Djibouti. And they played against Djibouti again, and they beat them 2-0. They lost to Malawi 1-0. They lost to Morocco 3-0. They lost to Libya by 3-2. They lost to Ghana 3-1. This should be a team that we can beat, isn't it, man? Like, this is like we can actually put in a good score here, man.
We can come in and put in a good score. But look, I saw Liberia when they played in the AFCON qualifier. They almost eliminated South Africa.
Yeah. It was a 2-1 score there.
It was a 2-1 score. Because on game day, it just depends. If your tactics work in the opening 5 minutes, then it's your team. But if your tactics do not work in the opening 5 minutes, then you will struggle. So we just wish that the players will listen to the coach's instruction.
Yeah.
They will watch a lot of videos. They will analyze everything that needs to be analyzed. And then when the game starts, we will... That's why I'm telling you, NSK, I am confident. And the young boy from Blue Water, what is his name? But they call him, his teammates call him Haaland.
Away.
Yes.
Is it Erastus?
Yes, the boy, they call him Haaland.
Ah, Kalula, boy,
Yes, the boy Kalula. That boy is calm, collected, and if he gets an opportunity, yes, Shalulile is injured, but you see, it's an opportunity for somebody. Just like the young boy that scored against Lesotho. You come and you put your hand up and say, coach, I'm here.
I'm available.
I'm available. You see, when I spoke to the coach, he said there's a lot of things they learned in the Lesotho game that they think they can now implement in the Liberia game.
Yeah. So, because what's his name? Rian Hanamub. Yeah.
Hanamub.
He also just mentioned that Liberia, or it's evident that Liberia has some big giants in their squad, but also that he's very confident that they do have some qualities that can help them dominate the game. I also do feel like, maybe just to add on to what you're saying, Hershon, like it's important that we really pay attention to a lot of the things that the coach is saying and so forth, so that we also don't get caught up in, you know, we can actually dominate, and then it kind of gets to and makes us lose our game, if that makes sense.
Yes. We need to just listen to the coach's instruction, and I hope nobody distracts the team, because we like distracting the team before the game. And probably the players must be told to switch off their phones.
Possibly.
The whole day train. Yeah. Just focus on the game.
That's it. No, Hezron, thank you so much for your time. It's going to be a victory for us. I don't even need to ask you for your prediction. We know what's going to happen tonight. So thank you so much, Peter.
cool, guys, man. Enjoy. And always, thank you for braving the cold and entertaining us in the morning.
we do what we say.
We do what we say. Please.
Cheers, my guy.
Cool, guys.
Are you ready to cultivate a bright future?
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.